I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is
the
associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is the education reporter for the New Mexican, and he's with us here every Friday speaking of the arts.
You're nobody. Tamara Charlotte has you on her program.
You nut. You're crazy.
You're nobody. Tamara Charlotte gives a damn. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. What was I going to say?
I don't
furlough
know.
Days.
You were going to speak of the arts, I thought, is what you might
furlough days today for the state, and Monday, of course, Martin Luther King. So my understanding is, for your culture nuts, the museums, most of the museums, not all, are closed today and Monday. You may want to call for
Oh, really? Okay.
Because the state's taking a furlough today, or certain people are, so
okay.
You may make some phone calls and not get any response. We have a really interesting cover story that a freelancer, Michael Abetamarco, did for us. It's a nice piece about photographers who worked for the Farm Security Administration, which was part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture back in the Great Depression era, and how they captured the effects of the Dust Bowl on the country, specifically northeastern New Mexico. And I think he did a nice job, and it's unusual, so it's a really interesting, different sort of cover story. Since we're not going to be... aren't we taking next week off without going to
No, the week after.
Oh, we are. Good. Okay, fine. Oh, that's good. Good, because then next week I can talk about the fashion show.
And can we talk about a giveaway?
Yes.
Yikes.
And Marilyn LeBlanc is here to let us know that we've got a pair of tickets for the Leo Kottke concert. Marilyn, when and where?
It's on Saturday at 7:30 at the James A. Little Theater.
Saturday, and so the fourth person, ladies and gentlemen, to call 428-1382, that's 505-428-1382, scores a pair of tickets. That's a piece of news. Leo Kottke, he's amazing.
It's great. Paul Weideman did a really, really fun profile on him, short and sweet in today's PASA, and Willie Porter is going to open for him on Saturday at the James A. Little. And we don't want to send you up to Taos, but if you happen to miss the show and you still want to see him, he is playing the Taos Community Auditorium Sunday at... 7 o'clock, but you want to see him at Santa Fe, and you want to win those tickets, so call in.
428-1382.
That's nice. What do you know about Vienna?
What do I know about Vienna?
Yeah.
I've been there when
You've
I was in
to
college.
Vienna?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's way over on, I think, the east end of Austria.
Oh, I thought it was on the south side of Tucson. Anyway, Vienna is famous for many things, including chocolate.
Hmm. And waltzes.
Yes.
Psychoanalysis.
And the Miss Vienna contest, which I didn't know until I did some YouTube searching. And
uh-oh.
Man, those babes are... Anyway, but that has nothing to do with Vienna with Love, which is a concert that the Santa Fe Symphony and Chorus is going to put on at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Lenzic. Because Vienna is also known for its classical composers. Why don't you name a few for us?
That's right. No, you.
Well, you've heard of Strauss, right?
Yes.
You've heard of Schubert.
We were talking about waltzes.
Those yes. are the guys? Oh, is the Viennese Waltz?
Yeah.
How does that go?
The Viennese Waltz is from Vienna.
Is that like that? Na-na-na-na-na.
That kind of thing, right.
Okay, anyway. That's the Santa Fe Symphony and Chorus. It's 4 o'clock on Sunday if you like Vienna. I don't think any of the Miss Viennas will be there. David Feldberg's going to be on violin. You got to pay to get in. Discounts are available for students, seniors, and kids. Here's a phone number for you. 988-1234. That's the Lenzic number.
Hey, I was looking at
photos of me.
Wikipedia, and Vienna is the last great capital of the 19th century ball. There are over 200 significant balls per year, featuring as many as 9 live orchestras held in beautiful palaces in Vienna.
I didn't know orchestras had 9 lives. I thought cats did. That's amazing.
Yep.
Viennese, so they still have balls there.
Yep, they got balls.
Well, let's go there. That's
what?
Very good. What you just said.
What did I say?
Oh, my God. That was terrific. Usually something I would have said. Ladies and gentlemen, she said it, not me. You said Vienna has balls. Cowboy Mouth is such an exciting band. They're from New Orleans. They are just exciting. I think, like, all ages exciting. And they're coming to the Santa Fe Brewing Company Sunday night at 7. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be good stuff. You got to pay to get in, but it ain't too bad. Call the lines at 988-1234. They're just, like, they get their audiences so thrilled. And I love them. I may go out there myself. Meanwhile, Russell Sharpe's and the Jazz Explosion are going to do perhaps more minimalistic but nonetheless exciting jazz music at Osaka Grill and Seafood on Zafferano Drive on Saturday, 7 o'clock. I'm not sure if there's a cover charge. Maybe they expect you to eat, but that's good because you go there and they do, like, they chop up the food in front of you with big swords, and they do, like, theatrics and Jackie Chan stuff. So 471-6698.
Excellent.
Good.
And Roberto Capocchi, the Brazilian guitarist, will be playing
that
gig this Friday, actually tonight, at 7:30 in the evening. Gig is at 1808 2nd Street in Santa Fe. And then tomorrow night, Bruce Dunlap, also at 7:30 at Gig Santa Fe.
Nice. Now, what do you know about Valerie Martinez and her Lines and Circles show?
Oh, you tell us.
Well, she is our poet laureate. She's been that way for about 2 years now. And she's put together a really fascinating sounding project that opens with a reception, I think tonight, a celebration of Santa Fe families. I should know this since Jill Badson wrote a piece for Pasta Tampa on it. And basically she interviewed and joined together long historically having lived in Santa Fe people. I know I just mumbled that, but it's Friday morning.
Mm.
People that grew up here, and she got their stories and put them together in a mixed media and literature / poets show called Lines and Circles, a Celebration of Santa Fe Families. And it's going to be down at the Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery in the Convention Center, 201 West Marcy Street. And I'm going to throw you a phone number. 955-6707. There's a really nice piece on it in today's PASA. I read it over, but obviously I'm jumbling and mumbling and gumbling up the works. But it opens tonight with a reception. Tomorrow, there's going to be a presentation by some of the families and family recipes feast in conjunction with the exhibit from 2 to 5. So a good Saturday afternoon thing to do, to head on down to the convention center. Exciting show. Viva la Valerie Martinez. I think it sounds great.
Now, I got a message from Beth Serdet, who has been on this program before, and she's doing a program called Grandmother Tales on January 16th. That is tomorrow.
Yep.
In every culture, grandmothers color who we are, sometimes acting as role models, other times show us who we don't want to be, old wives' tales. Anyway, the grandmothers and grandchildren of all age are invited to come and share stories about their grandmothers. These programs are free. They're at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, and therefore programs are for ages 4 to... Okay, this is for kids. For ages 4 to 12, accompanied by an adult, and 217 Johnson Street. So that's, once again, tomorrow, 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, Grandmother Tales.
No charge. If they're from 4 to 12, they should be accompanied by an adult, and it sounds like a great thing.
Yeah.
My grandmother on my mother's side lived till she was about 95, and she never learned how to drive. They tried to teach her, and they took her out in the car once, and she ran over some garbage cans, and this was like the 1930s, so she never got in a car again. She lived in one of those proverbial small towns like Mayberry, where Andy Griffith lived, and she just lived in her kitchen and did crossword puzzles and listened to the radio, and she was never depressed, angry, sad. She never judged anybody, and she had incredible tragedy in her life, and she just accepted it all. And I still think about her. She had a great impact on me. And you go see her, and she'd tell funny stories. And then you said, it's time to go, we got to leave. She never made you feel bad, like, or made you, like, take 20 minutes to get out the door, which I hate when you're at a party. And you just want to leave. Like, I just leave the party. I don't even say goodbye to the host, and people get mad at me. But I don't want to be stopped by, like, 13 people, which has nothing to do with my grandmother, but I think about her. Anyway, Grandmother Tales tomorrow.
Yes.
Also tomorrow, if you're interested in preserving your family's heirloom textiles,
yes,
Rebecca Tinkham, T-I-N-K-H-A-M, and her assistant collections manager, Penny McBride, textile conservators that they are going to be doing a workshop and a tour of the exhibit Fashioning New Mexico, What We Wear to Mark Life's Passages, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You do have to pay for this workshop. Why don't you call 476-5106 and find out more. If that interests you, if you want to know how to keep your family textiles still, you know, without moths in them.
Yeah, yeah. And without getting brittle, dry rot, and all those kinds of things. I have some beautiful, speaking of grandmothers, my Sicilian grandmother had some lacy satin pillowcases, and I still have them, but I don't want to use them because I'm afraid they'll fall apart.
I thought you were going to say, like, lacy satin lingerie, but then you said pillowcases.
No, pillowcases. Those were her and my grandfather's wedding pillowcases in 19, Lord knows what.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, Monday, January 18th, which happens to be Martin Luther King Day. We're going to be doing lots of Martin Luther King Day programming next week. From 7:30 to 9:30, Santa Fe City Council candidates in contested districts 1 and 2 and uncontested candidates in districts 3 and 4. Forums, 7:30 to 9:30 at Christus St. Vincent Hospital in the Southwest Conference Room behind the cafeteria, open to the public. Focus on issues concerning our neighborhoods.
Neat.
Q&A. You can go there and ask your elected officials or potential elected officials questions.
Say that time again, please.
7:30.
Okay. If you don't feel like you're going to go to that and you want to know about Pompeii, that ancient Roman city.
Yes.
The Last Days of Pompeii, Decadence, Apocalypse, and Redemption is a lecture by Kenneth Lapitin.
Where's the redemption? Everybody got killed.
Well, some people survived. They had hot feet for the rest of their life. But Associate Curator of Antiquities of the J. Paul Getty Museum, this guy is, Lapitin, 7:30 at the Courtyard by Marriott on Cirrhios Road. He's going to be giving a free lecture, Last Days of Pompeii. If this interests you, head on out there. I'll give you a phone number, 984-2108. About 25 years ago, I saw this movie. I think Roger Corman made it. It had, like, female gladiators, and they were fighting a lot, and frankly, they didn't have clothes on in many of the scenes. And at the end, Vesuvius erupted. Was that Pompeii? Because I remember the women, but I don't remember the explosion itself. At that point, I guess that was Pompeii. Okay, so that's Monday night if you don't want to do the other stuff. On Wednesday, you can explore Santa Fe's historic houses while you eat your lunch. In fact, you can just sit there and eat your lunch from noon to 12:45. It's part of the Brown Bag and Brain Power Lecture Series, which is really known as Brain Power and Brown Bag, but I always think of it bringing my food first. It's called Exploring Santa Fe's Historic Houses by author Margaret Booker. It's at the Angelico Chavez History Library downtown, 120 Washington Avenue. It's free. Bring your lunch. There's only have like 40 chairs. This thing's at noon. Get there at like 11:40. 476-5090. These are terrific little lecture series. I've gone to several. Tried to get into a couple that sold out. One of the most important literary events, I think the Nicholson Baker event at Atlanta is going to be really exciting this week. He's going to be speaking with Michael Silverblatt at 7 o'clock Wednesday at the Lensic. These often sell out. They're pretty inexpensive to get into. And Jonathan
and
Richards,
fantastic.
They are mostly, I can't think of a bad one I've gone to. Jonathan Richards did a great profile on Baker in today's Pasta Sample. It's a really lively discussion. Please take a look at that. But go see the event Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
7 o'clock.
The worst Lannan lectures are merely good. The best ones are excellent or mind-blowing.
Okay, I'll agree with you. I won't fight with you on that. On Thursday night, literary-wise, Tony Hillerman's daughter Anne and Don Strell, photographer, are going to sign copies and talk about Tony Hillerman's landscapes.
We've had them talking about that on the air. It's a wonderful book.
It is. It is a wonderful
Especially
book.
Especially if you're a Tony Hillerman mystery fan.
That's at noon on Thursday at the United Church of Santa Fe, 1804 Arroyo Chamiso. There is a suggested donation, but that includes lunch. So you kind of get fed. So,
lunch is good.
Lunch is good. 988-3295. And speaking of
speaking of Rulon Tangen and Dancing Earth, there is a welcoming reception today from 3 to 5 at the Santa Fe Art Institute because some of the resident dancers from this dance ensemble called Dancing Earth are going to be at the Santa
That's
Fe
right.
Art Institute. They're working on a new piece called Of Bodies,
which,
of Elements.
Which premieres in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm going to have Rulon and some of the other dancers on the air. And they really are doing a, I think, very interesting fusion of all kinds of different dance forms and earth-based and movement-based. What do you know about them?
I've seen her work and I've done pieces on her, although not in the past few years. And I think the way you just described it is pretty good. It's usually exciting, innovative, experimental dance. And it's never dull. Speaking of which, a couple of weeks down the line, look forward to the Ballet Trocadero coming to town.
Yay.
Men in Tights. But mystery speakers-wise, tonight at 6 o'clock, Collected Works, Doug Preston signs and talks about... No, pardon me. I think it's more of a conversation with Douglas Preston, who wrote Impact, and David Morrell, who has a new book
out.
So this is going to be tonight at 6 if you want to head over to Collected Works. You can buy food there.
I was gonna get him on the air. Oh well.
Which one?
Either or both. Well, one of their books just came in recently.
I think Douglas Preston.
Yeah, they're both
new books, and they're both mystery, exciting authors. So head on down there. Did this ever happen to you? Like, did you ever have like really bad coffee stains in your coffee cup? So you decide to take a Brillo pad to it instead of a sponge.
No. You use baking soda. You put a little bit
you
of
do?
Baking soda on a sponge. It takes off all the coffee
Thank
stains
you.
Instantaneously.
Because I had coffee this morning and now I have like Brillo in my mouth.
That's very bad. You don't need Brillo. Baking soda. Baking soda cleans a lot of things.
Okay.
You can get rid of a lot of your household chemicals.
I'll get some baking soda. I'll get plenty. I'll go buy it immediately.
And also, it comes in. I've been noticing how many plastic bottles I throw away, and I've been trying to buy stuff that comes in boxes instead, cardboard boxes instead of plastic bottles.
Oh, so like I should buy Tide detergent in the box instead of like in the bottle.
I think think so. I don't know. I mean, you talk to people who know the whole life cycle of those products, but I think so.
That's a good idea.
Because there's so much plastic in the environment that lasts for, you know, tens of civilizations. Yeah, he's got a plastic bottle of water on
them. And I recycle plastic bags. I recycle great. But I this Brillo thing is terrible, so I'm glad
Yeah, the Brillo thing, no, baking soda.
Because I have, like, Brillo in my mouth now.
Hey, I got a notice from Doug Roberts, Wednesday night. He is sitting in with Rhythm and 53rd. That's every Wednesday night at the Tin Star Saloon at 411 West Water Street. And you can go to Tin Star Saloon and check out their programs there. I haven't gone to hear music there. Have you?
I've heard music at the Tin Star, and it used to be a favorite haunt of mine when it first opened, and there's no specific reason why I haven't been back there lately. I just kind of, unfortunately, have forgotten about them, but I will try to get back
over
there.
Time to go back to the Tin Star.
And I can walk there from where I'm currently staying, so I can even stagger home if I have to, because I don't like to drink and drive.
Here's another event. The annual Martin Luther King Day Jr. Remembrance Program will take place in the Capitol Rotunda on Monday, January 18th. Genealogist George Gator will speak on Dr. King's roots and the importance of family history, and the winners of the school essay contest will be announced. It's organized by the Santa Fe County branch of the NAACP. The public is invited. Admission is free. For more information, 505-867-5340 or 471-6798.
Great. Movie-wise, Cloud Nine is a really good German picture about a woman in her mid-60s who has an extramarital affair. And it's wonderful. Some people call it controversial because it has 65-year-old, 75-year-old sex and nudity. I don't find that controversial. It's part of life. It's a really fine film. I saw it, and I recommend you go see it. Laurel Gladden saw A Single Man opening at CCA today, Tom Ford's movie.
Yeah.
She claims it's superb. She's
There's a big gala tonight.
Three and a half.
A big fundraiser.
Yeah, that's correct. I think that's at 7 o'clock, but you can go see
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Friday, that's right. Otherwise, you can go see it while it's running. My understanding is it will run between 2 and 3 weeks over there. It's based on Christopher Isherwood's novel, and they say that Colin Firth is superb. Go see it, Single Man at CCA. If you're looking for more mainstream stuff, I totally enjoyed Sherlock Holmes.
I just want to say that the, as Jason Silverman put it, the CCA had a near-death experience recently. It is still up and running. The Cinematheque is terrific, and if you want to go over and really celebrate with them, tonight's a great night to do it.
I think the Cinematheque is what everybody thinks of the CCA as being, actually. And it's superb, and Jason's done a great job there, as has Brent and Peter over at the screen. I'm really glad we still have two art houses here. But going back to mainstream, Sherlock Holmes, a lot of fun. I saw it last week, just a kick. Regal Stadium,
really?
14. Yeah.
I was going to boycott it because they had turned Sherlock Holmes into a butt-kicking action figure instead of the brainy, nerdy sleuth that
he should be. He's brainy and nerdy, but he also fights, and he gets beat up, and he's neurotic, and you get the sense he's high some of the time. And Jude Law's terrific as Dr. Watson, and it's just a fun picture. I won't claim that has any great relevance. Other movies around town, you probably already know. The Young Victoria is still playing strong at Regal de Vargas. I did not see it, but the word of mouth is great. The Private Lives of Pippa Lee just opened there, starring Robin Wright Penn and Santa Fe's own Alan Arkin. That's over at De Vargas. And the Celebrating Chekhov series continues. Russian films about Chekhov over at the screen with The Hunting Accident.
Movies to check off your list.
Very nice. That's very good.
Hey,
good.
Mambo Room tomorrow night. Mambo. First Mambo Room of the year at the Lodge. Mambo 9 o'clock to 1:30 in the morning. Dress to impress. Come with your friends. Free dance lesson with Mambo Faye with paid admission at 9 o'clock. Full bar, 21 and over. DJ Avi, hottest salsa party in town. And our best wishes to Tony James, who's been one of the organizers of this, but he's been quite sick for some time, and we send a loving shout out to him.
Good, nice. Backstreet Bistro, across the street from where we are, Camino de los Marques, has Primitive Future paintings by Nicolas Gadbois.
Oh, Gadbois, Nick Gadbois. He's a great painter.
And I wanted to plug him because he's been very polite and professional, trying to get the attention to the show. It's reception tonight at 5:30.
He's a very, very good painter.
Good. So there you go. The end of February. Head over to Backstreet Bistro and take a look. And I got to go over there and have lunch.
They also have the best mushroom soup I've ever had in my life.
I love their mushroom soup. I got to go over there and see Dave and have a sandwich. In fact, I'll do that today if it's the last thing you
they
do.
They do not give me mushroom soup or any money to say that. I'm just saying.
That's ditto with me. I know that. When I say, you know, I had a great hamburger at Celebrations this week at lunch. And coincidentally, we had a reviewer giving them a pretty good restaurant review in today's Pasta Tempo. So they're still over there in St. Michael's, but they are not open for dinner. So just for lunch right now.
What are your favorite restaurants?
I am sort of a meat and potatoes, beer and burger guy.
Uh-huh.
So believe it or not, if I have the money,
Second
I have a
Street.
Lot of money, I will go get a steak at Rio Chama, which doesn't happen too often. And if I have less money, I'll get a steak at the Outback. And I will definitely go to Second Street, particularly for the fish and chips. And I will go down to Del Toro a lot, because for $5 you can get these really good chicken quesadillas and a nice cold beer. So I'm that sort of guy. You're not going to find me at the compound, unless you see me rolling out the, you know, kitchen entrance after playing dice with the help. you're not going to see me at many exotic places.
I like Jinja.
Jinja's got a great atmosphere. I love going into the bar.
They've
and
got great
a drink.
Food.
But I haven't eaten anything.
And Clafoutis. That place is great.
Where are they?
They're on Guadalupe near the, just south of the DeVargas Mall, south of Paseo there, right next to the dry cleaner. It's very hard to park sometimes, but they're great.
So there you go. There's my place.
Hey, Kathy Griffin at the Kiva Auditorium on
Kathy
Sunday.
Griffin.
Who's Kathy Griffin?
I know her name. Why is it ringing a bell?
She's a I guess singer-songwriter. I'm not really sure, but I got a note about that. So that's happening on Sunday at 8 in the evening at the Kiva Auditorium. For more information, you can go to Ticketmaster.
Yeah, what time is it?
It is 8:56.
Okay, well, take a look at some other fun stuff in Pasta Tempo. A good book review of Leslie Caron's autobiography. Steve Terrell's fun tune-up column today. And the ever-popular Heather Roan Robbins astrology column, in which she talks about Capricorn, Saturn, and Uranus, which are things that always interest certain people. There are lots of movies. There's not too much theater that I know of yet. It's not quite theater season. And there's always the museums, which, again, are closed today. Some of them. I don't know for sure. Make phone calls.
Just call them before you go.
Yeah. Several art openings tonight. Zane Bennett has a show. Santa Fe Clay has a show. Juan Caroline Place has a show. Spoken Word Poetry Night at Cafe Phoenix tonight at 6 o'clock on 2nd Street. Head on over there. We talked about the screening of Tom Ford's A Single Man. Night Train's at La Fonda tonight. Good band. Good place to dance. And... Tin Stars, The Pleasure Pilots tonight, 9:30, small cover charge. There's a lot of stuff to do. You can check it all out at the Pasta Tempo calendar. Or listen to Mary Charlotte on Friday mornings when Robert Knott shows up and gives her a...
hard time.
Delightful time.
Yes, that's what I meant.
You're
hey,
delightful.
We were pretty good. We didn't give each other a hard time today.
You're delicious. You're lovely. I love the way you look at me.
Hey, can I read something else? Zuva, a Santa Fe... I know, sorry.
That's why
you
get
can.
With it.
Zuva, a Santa Fe-based marimba band, is looking for intermediate and advanced marimba players for their ensemble. Rehearsals are in Santa Fe on Tuesday evenings, once a week, and half to full-day rehearsals once a month in Santa Cruz, New Mexico. You can take private lessons to get up to speed, enthusiasm, communication skills, sense of rhythm... all sorts of things would be good. You can contact Carolyn at the phone number 505-231-2342.
Good seeing you. So
nice
I'll catch you next week.
You
we'll do the show again.
And
we're going to take a week off, right?
We're going to take, the 29th we won't be here. The 22nd we'll be here. And we'll be back the week after that, the first week of February as well. And next week we're going to be talking to various people in regard to Martin Luther King week.
Excellent.
And actually listening to some of his not only speeches but sermons, which are not as often. Yeah, sometimes some years I do, some years I don't. I always play one, but sometimes I play a couple of days worth. And very few people have heard, well, first of all, the full speeches in their entirety, but also these sermons, some of which were recorded and address a lot of the same issues that the big famous speeches do. But in a more religious way, and they're quite interesting.
Excellent.
So anyway, we'll be doing some of that and talking to a professor of Afro-American studies about the legacy of Martin Luther King. Anyway, Robert Knott, have a great weekend.
You too. I'll finish my song for you next week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about
no,
it.
No, go ahead.
When I serenade you, it's go ahead. When I sing about the bunnies or the snow, you get upset with me.
No, sing about the bunnies in the snow.
The bunnies in the snow are wondering why you glow. You glow because you're looking in my eyes. I love it when I turn you on. I hate it when you call me John. It always shows me it's quite a surprise. I'll see you around, girl.
Okay, hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Ciao.